This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Restaurants and Romance.
Okay, Joey Pals, presented through the generosity of Dr. Wendy Roberts. WendyRobertsMD.com. She's the rock star dermatologist. Free consultations at 346-4262. And her address is 352680 Bob Hope Drive. She's gorgeous. She's on TV. She's got all kinds of specials going on all the time.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Dr. Roberts. You know, healthy skin is beautiful skin. So let me take years off of your face and make you look as young as you feel.
And this is what's in the treasure chest. A gift certificate to 849 Restaurant and Lounge. We love that because the name of the place is 849. The address is 849 North Palm Canyon. The phone number is 325-849. What else could it be? Then you've got a gift certificate to Lulu California Bistro. They were our restaurant of the week back on Monday. And they're at 200 South Palm Canyon, lulupalmsprings.com, 327-LULU. And then you've got a $50 gift certificate at Peaks Restaurant at the top of the tram, pstramway.com, 325-4537.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Chef John from the Peaks Restaurant at the top of the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, and I'm looking forward to serving you at the top of the mountain.
And last but certainly not least, you've got a gift certificate to Wildest Restaurant and Bar. They're at 72990 El Paseo in Palm Desert, 636-0441. And it works this way. Jeff doesn't have any children. Sonny and Claire don't have any children. And Valerie's holding her four-legged child. So we'll make Joey's three work. We'll take the third caller, Joey Pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And I'll mail all of those out to you. Thank you for making this show what you have for 28 years. I did that math wrong, too. Okay, this has been such a great segment. We talked with Jeff Hawker. We talked with Sonny and Claire about frisky business. And now, because Sonny and Claire own a cat cafe, I can't get through this. We're going to talk to Valerie Katz. Get it, from
Animal Samaritans. Hi, Joey, and happy new year.
Who's your baby?
This is my baby, Brenna. She's one of my three fur babies. She's my youngest, and she's also the only one that I have from our Animal Samaritans no-kill shelter. So all of mine are rescues, but she came from Animal Samaritans.
And we'll take her picture. Is she okay?
Sweet. She's good. She's a little tired because she's been at work with me all day. So
she's
ran around the office and drove everybody a little crazy. But actually, she was a good girl. She's
fun
she's so
to meet
adorable.
Those kids from Frisky.
Oh, I love them. Yes, I have been so excited about their place. I have been, you know, following them on social media, waiting for them to open up. And I think it is a wonderful thing that they're doing for the cats out here in the Coachella Valley. So definitely support them.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing a lot of cats and kittens get adopted through there.
You and I believe in that, don't we?
Yes,
we do. You can't see it, Joey Pals, but in my studio it says, I work hard so my cat can have a better life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And my kitty, Sunny Cool Cat, this is very confusing, came from Valerie and Animal Samaritans.
Thank you for adopting Sunny from us. And Sunny is one cool cat.
Oh, man. Sunny.
I can vouch for that.
Sunny adopted me. Mm-hmm. I don't think I adopted Sunny.
I've been to your place, and I've seen Sunny rules the roost over there.
And you did an article on him.
Yes, we did. Yes, in one of our newsletters.
Okay, sweetheart. January. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's going on?
Well, there's been a lot going on. And one of the things that we want to, you know, say thank you to so many people who have supported us We did a holiday match at the end of the year, thanks to Barbara Napa. She gave us $15,000.
We plugged that in.
Yes, you did. Thank you. And we did meet that match. Yes, yes. And then some. So we're so excited about that. So thank you to Barbara. And, you know, she did that in memory of her friend, Lila Gluck. And Lila was an amazing animal lover. And sadly, she passed away. So Barbara, you know, wanted to do this in her honor and in her memory. And we did get that match. So thank you to everyone who helped out with that. And our next fundraising opportunity is a really fun one, and it celebrates the life of Betty White. Now, of course, you know, Sweet Betty passed away last year, and actually it was in 2021. She almost made it to 22. She passed, I believe it was on New Year's Eve of 21, which was a few days shy of her 100th birthday, which would have been on January 17th. So when she passed, being that she was such an animal lover, shelters across the country benefited from that because people did this thing called the Betty White Challenge. And across the country, people donated to their favorite shelters. And millions of dollars was raised across the country. Our shelter, of course, received thousands from people who donated in Betty White's name. So, So what we're doing to keep that energy rolling, since Betty's 101st birthday would have been on January 17th, we're going to do another Betty White challenge at our no-kill shelter that week. So you could start donating for that the 16th through the 22nd. The 16th through the 22nd.
Is that a Monday?
13, that's 14, a Monday 15? Through a Sunday.
Okay, so
got
it's
it.
Next Monday?
Yes, through the 22nd in honor of her 101st birthday. And they can donate really easily just by going to animalsamaritans.org/Betty White.
B-E-T-T-Y, yes, it is, isn't
yes.
it?
And, you know, I mean, a fun idea would be to give $101. You know,
that's
fairly easy. And, you know, it would have been her 101st birthday. But, you know, we'll take $1.01 if that's all you got, because it all adds up. So anything you can do, please consider donating for that and sharing the love in her memory and helping us save more lives.
She did love her animals.
She did. What a sweet soul we lost when she left us.
And Tyler always says to me, Mom, 99, she had a good, you know.
Didn't she?
Yes,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We miss her.
We do.
Yeah. Tell everybody where Animal Sam's is.
Yes, well, Animal Samaritans has three locations. Two of those locations are our veterinary clinics, and one of those is on Petland Place in Thousand Palms, right next to the county shelter. We will soon, in the next year or so, be opening another huge animal campus on the opposite side of our clinic. And our second clinic is in Indio on Jackson Street. Between our two clinics, we now offer urgent care services, and we are also open 7 days a week now. And we also have our no-kill shelter. That would be our third location, and that one's on Ramon Road in Thousand
Palms.
And the shelter has new hours,
Sunny came
too.
From, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. But the shelter has new hours, and we're super excited about that because we used to be closed on Sundays. Well, you know, it makes it a little hard sometimes for people who work to get in and pick up, you know, have the whole family come in and pick a pet. So so we did switch the hours. We're now open at the shelter from Wednesday through Monday, which means we're only closed on Tuesdays at the shelter. So so you could stop by Wednesday through Sunday from 10 till noon or 1 until 4 and meet your new pet and take one home.
Did you tell me that you have a pet oncologist?
We do, yeah. That's Dr. Macy.
I think that's so interesting.
Yes, yes. And that is wonderful because, you know, he saves a lot of lives and helps a lot of our animal friends who have cancer. And he's also writing an article for us about, you know, different types of pet cancer. And those articles can be read in Pet Companion magazine. They're really nice to give us that space.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. You have a newsletter that goes out every week.
Yes, yes.
Every week or every month?
Thank you. It is monthly.
Yes.
And we try to be very respectful of people's emails because no one wants to be bombarded with emails.
But that's okay. So, how do you get on that list?
If they want to get on the list, they could email me at info@animalsamaritans.com. animalsamaritans.org. info@animalsamaritans.org. As I mentioned, we're going to respect your inbox. You're going to get that one monthly newsletter. It's
and we're
tell
not
you all about
selling
what's going
the
on.
List.
No, we're not. We're definitely not doing that. Every now and then, if something big is going on, we'll send out an e-blast. We might do a couple of those a month. So we'll probably pop up in your inbox about three times a month.
Things are going good.
Yeah,
I'm excited for you for the new year.
Thank you. We are too. And of course, our Men of the Desert was another big bang for last year. And Joey, I got to tell you, that was our biggest Men of the Desert yet.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And we are super excited for everyone that came together and helped us.
When was
us
that?
With
December?
That one was in December on the 4th. And of course, we are doing it all over again next December. So if people want to be a part of that, we start planning right away. We've actually got our first Men of the Desert meeting coming up this month. So that first one is usually a recap of the last event and looking at what went right and what we might be able to improve for the next year. And from there, we start talking about, you know, everything else, themes for the year, who our models are going to be, and all that good stuff.
Are we gaining ground with the homeless pets?
You know, we do try to help with the homeless pets. Like last year, just to give you an example, one of the big events that we did for the community that that is homeless or needs help with their pets because maybe they're on a maybe they have a home, but they just don't have a lot of money. We did a mobile spay and neuter thingy with Find Food Bank and the center. The LGBTQ center, and we all came together, and we went to some of the churches that pass out, you know, hand out food, pass out food for the homeless to kind of spread the word amongst that community because it can be hard, you know, getting information to them because it's not like you can mail them or, you know, or email them. So we went and we passed out flyers and we told them about the event, and we did have a good bit of them that showed up with their pets, and we were able to spay and neuter them on the spot.
You know, it's hard for me to see the homeless souls, but it breaks my heart when there's the animal, the doggy.
It is so hard. And you know, one of the sad things is the cost of renting and purchasing homes out here has just priced a lot of people out. And one of the sad things that it really upsets me is how a lot of the rentals, whether it's apartments or people renting homes, but mostly in the apartments, a lot of them are charging pet rent now.
If they allow it.
Yeah, and of course, they still do your pet deposit, which pet deposit, that's fine. You should accept, they should take that. But charging a monthly pet rent of, you know, $25, $50 a month per pet is really unfair. Yeah. It's very unfair. It does not help with adopting out animals that need homes because it makes it harder for people to afford them. And I just wish that that greediness would stop, to be honest.
Keep telling us. We'll help. Animalsamaritans.org. Phone number.
The phone number, if you want to make an appointment for one of our clinics, is 760-343-3477, and that's extension 3. So remember that if you're trying to make an appointment, you won't have to listen to all the options.
Bless your heart. 3. I wish you a happy new
Thank
year.
You. Happy
you
new year
and
too. And Miss Brenna.
Brenna.
This is Miss Brenna.
Miss Brenna. Pardon me.
I met her when she was only about 2 days old. She came to our shelter with her three litter mates, and the mommy and daddy dogs. So
well, you guys are starting to look alike.
I think I look more like my Boston Terrier because it has the jowls.
Thanks so much, Valerie. We'll be together again soon.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours. Remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And I really would love it if you'd go with me to Dubai this March. Phone 322-1247. Or visit ACT-tours.com. www.ChefJohnTravels.com for a menu of both international tours and those wonderful day excursions. Dana Haynes, the Capricorn sign began December 22nd, and it's still under the sign of Capricorn. Those are folks who are busy with work and solving problems for everyone else. That's normal for them. If you're a Capricorn, you need to be concerned with what governments are planning to do with the dollar and your savings. Mercury retrograde will end in January on the 17th, so watch any contracts you sign. Check the details before you do, or do what I do, call Dana. You can check her out at astrologyworldnews.com. Catch her when she comes down from the mothership. Desert Water reminds you there are current water restrictions, including no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Go to dwa.org/save. If you need help paying your water bill, it's been raining, maybe you don't, right? Go to dwa.org/H2O. And they've got wonderful grass removal funding for low-income residents, dwa.org/grass. And the main website is dwa.org. Just Fabulous, that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com, has that big after-holiday sale up to 50%, and it won't end until January 15th. Check it all out at bejustfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, our dear friend Lalo Tachikin, LALOVisions.com. Says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the new year holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit that website. Visit his website for more information. Now I'll say it right. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. It's got snow. Mount San Jacinto has snow. You can check out the latest weather forecast. Go to pstramway.com/tramcam. That's so much fun. Report on the Palm Springs Cultural Center /Camelot Theaters. Here's the menu. Soulful Sunday with Keisha D. Weekly from 5 to 7:30 in the VIP lounge. Monday, Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levi weekly, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. Tuesday, Jazz on the second floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collective, weekly 5 to 7:30 in the VIP lounge. Tuesdays, the Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series, bi-weekly, 7 p.m. in Theater 3. Check out everything and the movies. Don't forget the movies and don't forget the popcorn. PSCulturalCenter.org. Thus endeth a pretty good first time reading in the... No, it's the second time, isn't it? So it was pretty good second time reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey pals, next week, lots of interviews from the Palm Springs International Film Festival. Until then, you be well and all the best.